we are finding in our discoveries most recent discoveries, is that the PDP is most like a rose petal. You can pick it off bit by bit, and it spirals down, spiraling down galaxy through galaxy, particle through particle. Our only member of this team has himself recited the alphabet in Spanish to prove to the rest of us, which is me. And he had said before, I will not go through the alphabet in Spanish like you had said to me, because he knew that the PDP had affected his brain. In fact, my friend Tab, I think that the PDP is starting to get to me. I think that using this plutonium dust, this dust particle is getting to my brain and that it is affecting the way I see. I thought that I was using pepper and it looked like it was in fact salt, and instead it was the PDP, and I sprinkled it all over my Egg McMuffin. That's a known word. I knew it was a good Egg McMuffin, but the PDP tasted terrible. And so many people out there with Egg McMuffins in the world, that is how many particles of PDP there are. There aren't that many people having Egg McMuffins, that these particles, these tiny bits of space and these tiny bits of time included, like a little droop, like a little drooping there, that included them, are leaves into the branches of the trees, which we call quasars, which we call the interstellar beings, which we think may be, in fact, just kind of a collage that someone threw out in outer space. And that's what we see when we look out there. And these plutonium dust particles, they prove that it is just more like a collage. That whatever life is, it is probably good to waste it. It is probably good to just throw it out the window and run back to whatever it was you were doing before. Because there is nothing on Pluto. The planet is just wasting its life. So if you ever think you're wasting your life, just look at the planet Pluto. Look at any planet. They aren't doing anything with their life. They aren't going on to do any great thing. They aren't winning awards. They are just floating around through space, floating around in time, like giant boobs, circular boobs. Because the world is round, it turns me on. And Pluto, equally so, even though it is very small and further away in outer space, being the most outer of the planet. Thank you, Tata.